doing the work of the Lord, and he's touching people and changing lives. And,
amen.
And plus, he's getting married pretty soon here. When's that going to be?
December.
Well, you better lock her up now before she changes her mind. All right, we're going to give this to Nate here.
Hello.
Nice. All right, how's it going? Wow, all right. Been quite some time. This is kind of loud. Is this too loud? No, it's perfect.
Ooh.
Oh, sounds good. Stand over here. Sweet. Well, hello, everybody. My name is Nate. I see so many people out here that I don't recognize. So that's awesome. Hello. Yeah. Where to begin? Sweet. So I'm a missionary. I have been working in New Zealand for the past 5.5 years. But before that, I was here at this church full time for, well, I mean, how long have we lived here? I don't know. Long time. Yeah, a long time. How long? 17 years. Wow. Oh, boy. But yeah, so this is my family here. You guys are my family. And this is my church. And it's been my church for a long time, and you guys have supported me for a long time. And so that is so cool. That is a massive benefit and a blessing to me. And I hope it's been a benefit and a blessing to you as well. And so kind of my goal for the next like 10, 15 minutes, we'll see, is yes, to give you an update of what I've been doing and what God has been doing in New Zealand and abroad. But even more so, as I was sitting there, I was praying, like, oh, what should I talk about? There's so many things. I mean, it's been 2.5 years. I could talk for 10 hours and just getting started on everything that's happened, right? There's been so much. It's crazy. But you guys don't have 10 hours. I've been told I can't go that long, so that would be sad. And so I feel like what God was really asking, or was putting on my heart, is he's like, well, these are my people too. Like, I love everybody in this room. Like, these are my children. Encourage my children. And so I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah. And he's like, just talk about me. Talk about what I've done. And so that's kind of what I want to jump into a little bit here, is yes, give you an update of who I am and what I've been doing, but talking about Jesus and what he is doing and how he loves both the people in New Zealand, but he also loves you. Sound good? Cool. All right, so my name's Nate, as you all know, and I work with a ministry called YWAM, which I think there's a lot of you that are familiar with what YWAM is, but just in case, I'll do a little bit of an introduction to what YWAM is. So YWAM is it's hard to say a ministry, it's really more of a movement of young people and old people that are young at heart, you know? It could be anybody. But our primary focus is young people. We have this desire to see young people step out into their calling that Jesus has called them into. We love missions, and we think that missions is not just for the, you know, people that are, like, super holy and, like, you know, have been going to church their whole life and have gone to seminary and have been pastoring for 20 years, and now it's time for them to go and be missionaries. Sweet, that's awesome. And those people do fantastic, phenomenal things in the kingdom. But we believe that anybody, even the person who is, you know, 18, just finished high school, doesn't even love Jesus, but has this little, like, nudge in their heart that says, well, New Zealand is nice. Maybe I can go vacation there and people will pay for it if I call it a missions trip. We believe that even those people are called by God and can move and step out, and I've seen it. I've seen people come through and work in our schools that don't even know Jesus. They're not even Christians. Their mom was Christian, and so their mom was like, you better go because otherwise, you know, I'm going to be really sad. And so they're like, well, I don't want to make my mom sad. And they come, and they're still doing drugs, and they're still, you know, doing all this other stuff, and we're just like, nah, but Jesus loves you. And they're like, what? And like, no, 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 like you think that you have nothing to give. You think that you are too far gone, and that is completely false. Like, my goodness, if you think you're too far gone, come and talk to me. I've got stories on stories on stories of people that are doing so much in the kingdom of God that you would think that they grew up in church their whole life, but no, you're wrong. They did not. They did a list of so many things bad that you'd be like, wow, how are they not in prison? And they were. But it's crazy. It's so cool. It's something that I love. It's something that wakes me up in the morning, you know? Is that Jesus loves people so much that he not only wants to know them, and not, he not only wants to, you know, give them all of their identity, but he also wants them to go and talk to other people about that as well. And so that's kind of what YWAM is. It's a group of people that want to do two simple things. They want to hear God, and they want to make him known. That is like the mantra of YWAM is hear God and make him known. And we do that in like literally everything. It's crazy. It started out as like these training schools where we're like 3 months, we're like, all right, sweet, just, you know, hit them with everything. Who is God? Who is like, what's your identity? What does relationship with God look like? What does the Bible look like? You know, all of this stuff. What's God's father heart? Like, how does he love you? All of this stuff. 12 weeks, boom, boom, boom. Every single week, something new, something different about God and missions. And then we're just like, sweet, 2 to 3 months into the nations. We go to everywhere. You know, there's not a nation on the earth that YWAM is not in. It's crazy. And you think, well, there's some really crazy nations out there that are very war-torn and everything. Like, yeah, no, YWAM is there. I guarantee it. It's crazy. You won't know it. I've been to Nepal like several times. And in Nepal, there's like two bases that are known there. And I've been to Nepal, and I found 12 YWAM bases. Just walking through these random villages in the mountains. And you get along, and you're like, oh, who are you? And you're like, oh, we're a YWAM base, and we have a DTS running. What? What? What is this? No, it's crazy. Because with YWAM, what we love to do is we love to find the hardest, the darkest, the craziest places on earth. And we're like, have you heard about Jesus? No, let me tell you about him. And not only that, but we don't, this is the coolest thing. I just got to talk about this real quick. Is we think the mission field is where we need to go to. And it's true, 100%. We go out there to these nations like India and China and Nepal and the Middle East. But hear me out. When we go to those places, it's almost a bit selfish for me. Because I know that when that person loves Jesus and is on fire for Jesus, that they're going to show me something about Jesus that I never knew before. They're going to show me something about who he is that I hadn't the slightest idea about before, ever. In fact, the missionaries that I've seen come out of these nations that are not, you know, like the percentage of Christianity is like 0.5% or something. And the missionaries that come out of these nations and go to other nations do the greatest work in the kingdom by far.
Amen.
It's crazy. And so that's another thing that we love to do is not just evangelize to all these people, but we want them to become missionaries and we want them to come back to our people as well. And so that's one of the really cool things that I love to do. Cool. All right. Is everyone happy? Is that good? Yeah? Well, that's awesome. All right. It's been a long time since I talked in front of people, so. Thanks. Cool. All right, so a little bit about what happened in the past 2.5 years. So December 2019 was the last time that I was here. And then I left thinking I was going to go for about a year. There was a bunch of trips that I had planned. I was going to be working in Nepal heavily there. We were going to do Bible distribution, evangelism. We were taking an entire district of Nepal with 30,000 homes, and our goal was to put a Bible in every single home and talk to every single person in that district within 5 years. And there was like almost no work being done in this district before. And so that was my goal leaving. We were going to work with a couple of DTSs. And then March 2020 comes along, and everyone knows what happened around that time. The world shut down completely. And the same thing happened in New Zealand. It just happened on a much larger scale. We're very isolated in the terms of we are an island, and you have to fly into the country, so it was really easy for them to shut down the entire country and shut it down for a long time. In fact, it wasn't until just 2 months ago that I was even able to travel here and then travel home. So that's the reason why I haven't come back in 2.5 years, is because it was impossible to fly here and also fly back to New Zealand. And so, be it as you will, whatever your standing is on that, nonetheless, that is what happened. And so we had a decision to make. We had to decide, what are we going to do about this? We love the nations. We love going there. We train people. A lot of our schools that we run in New Zealand are not New Zealand people. Like, we have mostly international students for all of our schools because people love to travel, especially young people. So we're like, sweet. Come to New Zealand, learn about Jesus, love him, go to other places, right? And so when the border shut down, we didn't have any students anymore. In fact, we couldn't even leave our homes. And so for the first 6 weeks, we were just like kind of like scattered. We're like, what do we do? We don't even know. And then it kind of opened up a little bit. There wasn't many cases in New Zealand. And so they're like, all right, sweet. You can roam around. Just nobody can come to the country. And so we're like, okay, wow, what do we do? And so we didn't have any students. All of our schools were canceled. We were running a school at the time. We sent all of the students home. And so we were just like, wow, we have to come up with something else to do. And so we were like, oh, maybe we can try to run another school. But we're like, we don't have any applicants. Kiwis don't come to our schools. And Kiwis are New Zealand citizens, by the way. So everyone knows we're not the fruit or the bird. Kiwis, it's confusing, I get it, I'm sorry. I'm gonna say Kiwis, but I'm meaning New Zealanders. Got it, cool. Okay, so Kiwis don't come to our schools. And so we had to make a choice. We're like, well, we could just not do anything. Maybe we could all go home. Maybe we'd just stop YWAM in where we were and we'll just, you know, all go back to where we came from and that's it. But then we were like, no, wait, there's actually something we're missing here. The city that we were in, the city that we love and we had been working in, we do evangelism in the city and we work with some ministries in the city every now and again. We were like, wait a second, we have a cool opportunity here. This is an opportunity we've never had before. We now have 50 hours a week of nothing to do and we have so much need within the city. And so the entire community, there was like 70 of us at the time, decided, hey, we're going to take half of our time. So 20 to 30 hours a week, and we are going to pour into other ministries within the city. So we did. We went hard. We were like, all right, fantastic. We have all these different places, and they're all doing this different work. Awesome. You 10 go over here. You 10 go over there. You over there. You over there. And it was awesome. We saw God move in incredible ways. It was really cool because we were able to take the opportunity that God gave us, it still took us 8 weeks to understand that opportunity was there. But nonetheless, we got there in the end because there was such a need. And it was so cool to watch God move in that time. And the other half of our time, we're like, awesome. We know what fuels missions. We know what fuels the kingdom of God, and it's prayer and it's worship. Because when God is glorified, when God is worshiped, and when we ask him for what's on his heart, we know that he moves. And so, sweet, we're going to spend the other half of our time in prayer and worship. And so for another 20, 25 hours a week, we are spending it just sitting and worshiping and playing live music and praying for what's on God's heart. And my goodness, does prayer work? Absolutely, because you're talking to Jesus, and Jesus created you, and he loves you. So, of course, prayer works. And so we're sat there and we're contending for these things. God, would you move in New Zealand? God, would you come and you touch your people? Would you come and show them who you are? And he did. And it was awesome. And then at the end of that time, we were like, oh, sweet, we got to go. And so we went throughout New Zealand and we went to different places and we saw God move in incredible ways. And all of this during this time, There was another aspect of the ministry that we were investing into heavily, and it is a medical ship. Can you put up that picture of that medical ship? This. So if you ever heard of Mercy Ships, it's very similar to that, technically a different ministry, but the same idea. The goal of this medical ship is to take medical care, so like we primarily focus on dentistry, but also general medicine and whatever else, along with the gospel to super isolated regions in the Pacific. Obviously, we love bringing the healthcare side of it because it's like, fantastic, here is something very physical that we can help you with. These regions are real isolated, and so they don't have access to much of this stuff. But we're like, hey, we can help you with this. But really what the ministry really loves to do, is the vision of it, is to share the love of Jesus. Because we know that you can have great teeth and you can have a well-working body, but if you don't love Jesus, what's the point? You know, it's like you're missing the point. You're living comfortable and you're living happy, but you don't know your Father. You don't know the one who loves you. And so that's what it is. And so basically, over this time, the ship was given to the ministry that I work with in Tauranga. It was given in 2019, and it originally was supposed to deploy in 2020, but also was shut down because of COVID. The Pacific Islands and everywhere, it was just like, nah, nobody, no foreigners, nothing, no one can come here. It's dangerous, it's unsafe. And so we're like, okay, cool. 2021 rolls around, same thing happens. They're like, nah, don't come here. We have no inn. And so around this time, 2020 and 2021, I started coming down. Part of my outreach into the city, I was working on board this ship. So what we're doing, we're chipping rust, we're painting, you know, we're doing all of this different stuff. A bunch of stuff that I hadn't the slightest idea how to do because I'd never done it before. Did I ever think I was going to work on a ship? Absolutely not. But it's something that God was like, hey, you should go and work in this place. You should go do this kind of thing. And so I'm like, okay, cool. And then a bunch of time goes by, right, all throughout 2021. God's doing crazy things. And then God puts on my heart, he's just like, I know that you've been working with DTS. So DTS is our discipleship training school. It's the school that we run primarily within YWAM. And it's that school I was talking about, 3 months of who is Jesus, and 2 to 3 months of, all right, let's go and tell the world about this. And so I love DTS. I've worked with it. I have staffed 3 schools. I've led a school. I've done my own DTS, so I've been a part of 5 DTSs all up. I love it. It's so much fun. I love working with our outreach leaders. I love working with the staff, all of that kind of stuff. It's so exciting to me. I love seeing people step into their full potential. But then God was just like, all right, see, I want you to take what you were doing there, and I want you to kind of like pause it for a second, and I want you to jump on board this ship, and I want you to trip rust every day and paint and do a bunch of other stuff that doesn't work with people. And I'm like, that's a horrible idea. that sounds awful. But God was like, no, you're missing the point. You're missing the point. I know what you love. I know what you're good at. I know what you've been working at for your whole life. But here's what I want. Here is the vision I have on my heart. Here is something that I am building and I want to see deployed into the Pacific. And it's not the ship. The ship is merely a vessel, literally. Pun intended, ha ha ha. It's a vessel to carry my people to my people. And he's just like, but the vessel needs some work because it's not quite ready, it's not quite fit, it's not quite there yet. So I don't want you to go and chip rust, I don't want you to go and paint, I don't want you to go do all these things. I want you to go and reach my people in the Pacific with my love, with like kind of holistic of the medical side, but I really want my people to know who I am. And I want you to help me get there. So I'm like, ha, that's funny. You kind of changed it, but I'm still chipping rust and painting. He's like, all right, we'll work on that. But anyway, it's really cool because so the thing that I'm doing now primarily is I'm working on board this ship. It's still, nope, it's not there anymore, but the Fiji. One second. I'm working on board this ship, and we are getting ready to deploy into the Pacific. It's crazy. I never thought I would work on ships, and just a couple of weeks ago, here I am taking this firefighting course, the survival at sea thing. Have any of you ever, like, you know, gotten into a life raft or had to, like, flip one of those over? No? Neither had I. If you need any help, call me up. I can do that for you now. But it's so interesting where God leads us, even though I didn't want to. I didn't want to go do this. This is not something that was on my heart. I didn't wake up in the morning and think, wow, I would just love to go and learn all about this ship thing. And even though I get horribly seasick. But God is just like, nah, we can get past all of those things. And because what's on my heart is what I want. And it's what's best for you as well. Which is almost an encouragement to all of us, really, is that what God is doing in the world is fantastic. It's amazing. And he may take you into some pretty crazy places that you're like, this makes zero sense. Why should I do this? Why should I sell everything I have and give it to somebody else and then trust him for everything that I need? It's because he's God. And when we take all of what we have and we say, no, but God, everything that I have, you gave to me, and I'm going to give it back to you. Here's my hands. They're open. Do with it whatever you want. Then God is able to do incredible things, absolutely substantial things. This ship is just a tiny little piece of rust sitting in the ocean. It's horrible. It's got endless problems, like ridiculous. Oh, my gosh, I could go on and on. Oh, Lord, have mercy. But when you take it and you say, but God, here is this, here is our offering, what would you like to do with it? He can take it to just insane places. We haven't even gone yet. Our goal is to deploy July 18th, and so we're working crazy hours right now to get it ready to that point. But we know that the testimony of what God is going to do in the islands and in these places is going to be absolutely insane. It's going to be so amazing because we've seen it happen already. We've seen it happen. I've been working with YM for 5.5 years, and I could talk your ear off. I could talk till the sun goes down. Obviously, you already know I've already been talking for so long, and I could talk for so much longer about what God has done because he loves people, and he loves to move on this earth. God's not dead. God isn't absent from the earth. My goodness, that is craziness to even think about that, because God is moving in such insane ways on earth. And here as well, listening to the testimonies this morning. That's so cool. Because this is like what God is doing in our own hearts and our own lives. Why would God do that? He's like, you know, all-powerful, creator of the universe. Why would he come and heal somebody? Why would he come and, you know, get somebody home safely from, what was it, California, Mexico? Mexico? Why would he do that? Because he loves people so intimately. Like, he loves you. He loves all of you. Everyone, not just like, he loves the church. He does, but he loves every individual within the church, and he created them. And he created them very specifically. Nobody in here is here by accident. Nobody in here is, you know, has no value or like, oh, well, God made a mistake in my life, or I'm too far gone, or oh, I've done so much horrible stuff and everything. Well, Paul literally killed Christians. Lots of them, actually. So there you go. Fantastic. So unless you've gone on a killing spree of hundreds, if not thousands, of people, then you can be used in the kingdom. Cool. Fantastic. If that takes out, if anybody here is like still like, wow, you know what, but I've done worse, I'd be like, okay, let's talk about it. No. All right. But that's kind of what I really wanted to say, what I really wanted to bring to you guys today is God is so good. He loves us. He loves people. And that's what I do. Is I know that Jesus loves me. I know that he is just crazy about me. He specifically built me, put me together. He's like, Nate, there you are. I created you. I love you. And it took me a long time to like figure that out because I was so broken inside. But I was just like, God, speak to me. Let me know what you think about me. And he does. He does speak to you. He does let you know what he thinks about you. Open up the Bible. My goodness. If you still hate yourself after reading that, something may not be right. Because, man, God loves us so, so deeply. And so for me, I see that love, and I see other people that don't know that love as by far the greatest injustice on this planet. If somebody cannot know that they are loved and that Jesus has such a desire for their life, not only for them what to do, that's secondary. I feel like that's secondary in God's heart. He loves it when people do stuff. He loves it when people go out and preach his name. Absolutely. But man, he wants relationship. He just wants to know you. He just wants to live with you. He wants you to talk to him. He wants to talk to you. I think that very specifically. And so for me, as a missionary, in whatever I do, that's what I want. I want people to know who they are and whose they are. I want them to know who they belong to, because that is what we were meant. That's what we were created to be. We were created to be in relationship with Jesus. And so whether I'm working on a ship or I'm working in schools or whatever it is, my deepest desire is for people to know who created them. Because I think that whatever trauma it is, whatever you've gone through, whatever that is, all of that can, you know, is nothing in comparison to who Jesus is and how much he loves you.
Amen.
Sound good? Cool. Awesome. So good.
Isn't that awesome, guys?
Yes.
I give Paul a hard time because all his kids, they graduate, or at least three of them, they move to the other side of the world to be missionaries. So either he's doing something really good or else he's doing something really bad. But it seems like if Nate got any further away, he would be actually getting closer there. So he's about as far as he can go. And young people? Is it because we're too close together? Might be me? Yeah, I'll just use that one. We tried. So anyway, young people, church can be boring, but a relationship with God is not boring. People like Nate and people with YWAM, they're going across the world. They're having a great adventure. You know this church used to be called Great Adventure Harvest Church, and we had another pastor who came in, Chris Cooper, who decided he wanted to put his own stamp on it, but I kind of like the old name. You know, this is a great adventure, right? And we got the harvest, and we are a church. So that one kind of makes sense there. But anyway, we are going to be taking an offering now, and we want you to pay a tithe to the church, and then if you want to pay on top of that to Nate, we would really appreciate that. You know what? Those guys are doing good work. They're taking just a little bit that God gives them, and they are, and they're doing a lot with it. You know, I mean, you look at that boat. Looks like something that Yeah, yeah. They might end up like on Gilligan's Island there or something there. But you know what? God can use that. God can use our little bit and do a whole lot. Lives are going to be touched anyway. So if you would, now is a good time to start making out your checks and.